Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Aloha. Hey, welcome back, Joe Spadoni.
Yeah.
Hawaii.
Coming back from the Big Island, or one of them.
Man.
I get them mixed up.
I followed him on IG, Steiny. The scenery is incredible. Yeah.
Not Lanai. Lanai the Garden Island, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Or Leonard. Kauai.
He's out for the rest
dude,
of the season.
This dude is just, he's done.
All right.
What you got?
What do we have? I'll tell you what we have. Let me tell you what it is. It's Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen.
Hump day.
And it's Chiefs. It's Chiefs week.
Mm-hmm.
But the Golden State Warriors are going to start their season in a week. And they played last night in Vegas. I got that wrong all day yesterday.
I let you. I go, what the hell? Where's the Where's Staples?
That game was not at Staples.
It was in Vegas.
And they win. They're 5-0 in the preseason.
Where are you going with it? They got one more left if they were to go undefeated.
That'd be a good start.
Last time they did it, they won the chip.
Right.
2022.
Yeah. Well, that's a nice coincidence. But this is going to be a little bit of a different show. Guru says to me coming in, Stein, you're going to have to talk me into this Warriors because I'm worried.
No. I don't know. Well, I guess that's worry, but I've never not felt like I've known. I don't know.
You didn't know the last 2 years.
You thought they were going to win titles
the last 2 years, and they didn't.
Yeah, last year hurt. But the year before, the punch gate. But anyway, put some respect on my name.
Well,
I don't like when you have all these areas of opportunity for the player. They don't know who their starting five is. I'll take my victory lap for predicting last night. That's what I want. But my point is, Donnie, that's not good in the West. The West is a bear. And you're telling me you got openings? We got more openings. We got three. Like, I don't like that. It can all work out, but man. And Moody and Kuminga and Buddy Hield have been my stars of the preseason for the Warriors.
Well, I love our text line. I like what I'm seeing. And here's the first question I have for Warrior fans. And I'm giving you grief about, you know, you saying we don't know.
Okay.
And me saying, well, last 2 years we didn't really know either. But I will say this. There's something refreshing about the Warriors this year coming into the season because there aren't a lot of expectations. They made the playoffs 2 years ago. They missed them last year.
Yep.
And they've changed their team a little bit. They got a lot of depth on this team. Now, I'm not somebody who automatically says, depth is great. That depth is great because I don't necessarily think depth wins you a lot of games.
I'm with you.
But I like what I'm seeing. And I like Mike Dunleavy's approach in the offseason. And
how would you describe that, his approach?
Very pragmatic. And you know me, Goo. I love pragmatism. So, you know, they went after Paul George, didn't get him.
Good.
They went after Lowry Marketing, didn't get him.
I hate
good.
This. Yeah. 0-2.
And instead, they brought in some role players to make up for the loss of Klay Thompson and Chris Paul. And They've got a lot of good players on this team. They've got one superstar and a lot of good players.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty obvious. I think they're going to have to make a move at some point.
See, that's where I'm at. That's what, like.
Why wouldn't that be a good thing?
Because that means you don't have any continuity.
They have 11 players who can play. What
you're trying to build on right now, and I could be wrong, but if you're telling me down the road we're going to have a heart transplant, that's a big deal. So what momentum can you get if you're going to make a change? That's all. I could be totally wrong, but I'm hearing that left and right. And to your, you like what you're seeing, I like what I'm hearing. And I love Clay. I'm watching every Maverick game. I got it taped on the DVR. But, Stani, there is no doubt, when we went out and visited Chase Center and the Warriors on Media Day, that him being gone, I feel like there are no eggshells. I feel like guys can breathe. And Clay is a Warrior through and through. But at the end of the day, that is going to manifest in something positive. But when you tell me they got 11 of something and 10 or 9 or 8, I don't know if that's good. That's why the trepidation is, you sense it coming from me.
What if I tell you that one of the reasons Dunleavy assembled the roster like this was because it'll make it possible to make a move at some point this season? I'm just looking at the numbers. All right. Just count with me. Curry.
1.
Pajemski.
2.
Wiggins.
3.
Green.
4.
Jackson Davis.
5.
Heald.
6.
Melton.
7.
Moody.
8.
Kyle Anderson.
9.
Kuminga.
10.
Looney.
11.
Payton.
12. That, I get it. So
you trade three of them.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
For a guy that brings you together.
And they tried to do that, Stani, even before the addition.
Right. Yeah.
So I'll give Dunleavy they tried the Farhan thing. You tried. But, man, and you're not planting your flag, and I can't wait, man. We got football, Chiefs, and the Warriors season start. But at the end of the day, you do know it takes two to tango, so what you might need at the grocery store, you hope they have it. What if they don't have what you need?
Well, they might not have it right now, and they may get it in stock in a month or two.
All right.
I heard Bonte talking this morning. I agree with him. There's always a guy or two who comes available. Now, if he fits, try to go get him. If he doesn't fit, move on to the next guy. But I do think I'm a big, big proponent of chemistry, teamwork, playing together. And I just feel like the Warriors right now, a cloud has been lifted a little bit.
Because I like what I'm seeing.
Klay Thompson's gone.
Right.
And I'm not saying he was a huge problem, but I do think that he impacted last year in ways that maybe we don't fully understand.
I was in denial, and I think you're correct.
And now they've got legitimate players. And my question is very simple. Are the Warriors better than they were last year? Last year they won 46 games. And you know what? And I'm this is the way I like to do it. And you can say it doesn't work. But it's too difficult to predict what the record's going to need to be the 5 seed at this point. And so when I look at the last 2 years, I don't look at it as, well, 2 years ago, we got, you know, we won a round in the playoffs, and then we lost, and then last year we didn't make the playoffs. To me, I'm lumping the last 2 years together and saying it's been a 45-win team the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
44 last year, 44 a couple years ago, got you to 6. Last year, 46 wasn't good enough. So I just look at it as though, all right, 45 wins is the baseline or the number that they've averaged the last 2 years. Can they be better than a 45-win team this year? And I think they can. I think they can. And if they win 48 and they don't make the playoffs, well, that'll stink. But the goal, first and foremost, I think, is to win more games than last year. And if you can do that, I think you're going to have a good chance at making the postseason.
But Listen, I'm not mad at any of that. You got me excited. But at the end of the day, I do know this, Donnie. The West is incredibly talented.
We'll see.
Okay, and you got teams like the Warriors that didn't make it that are getting better. I'm looking at the Spurs, the Rockets, who are on your ass. But listen, I can look at you and tell you with everything in my heart that I know Klay Thompson not being here from a behind-the-scenes standpoint. You know, it was hard. But a guy that can shoot 38-39%, Chris Paul coming off the bench, who I didn't like his acquisition initially. But, Stani, I think those two dudes, to have a OG come off the bench like Chris Paul did and help TJD and help Kuminga, like, you're going to miss that. So I need to see the show-me state that you can be better than you were in regard to a win total than last year without Klay Thompson. And I know it was a roller coaster for you and some others, but at the end of the day, it was 38-39% from deep. And now you don't have that, and you got three newbies.
Somebody shoots it better than Buddy Hield.
Well, preseason, he's on fire. But, you know, they're not small potatoes.
888-957-9570 is the number. And here's the way I'm looking at it. And this is one of the reasons that I'm looking forward to this year. And people might not like this, but I'm sick and tired. I was sick and tired of the last 2 years of people trying to talk about this team like they were a title-winning team. Oh, they can win and get hot. They win 48, get hot, get in the play. Like, I just never thought that was realistic. Mm. Okay, that's the way that went. This year, it feels like finally we're done with title or bust. And the fact that the expectations of this team are uncertain, that's perfect because it sets up the opportunity to exceed expectations. 888-957-9570. Warrior season's a week away. It's Chiefs week. We will get into some football, obviously. We will bring you Kyle Shanahan at 1240. I'll get more into the details on the other side. That segment brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Springwater.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a little shtick on your big shtick.
I whacked that day.
Now, back to Stani and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was awkward.
Dude, I like...
Oh, no, I'm not talking about the intro.
Wow.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful, man.
What do you mean?
We do. What are words?
You know, you don't like to bring stuff like this up, but because you don't want to jinx it, but... I don't think I've ever uttered profanity on the air that's gotten on.
Well, you can say a few, and you're good.
But a couple of the big boys, you can't. Yeah. And I kind of caught you. I'm sorry. That was weird.
What'd I do?
The guru was listening to his own highlights.
What are you saying?
Yeah, I walked in and I hear guru and I'm like, what's going on? And yeah, he's checking himself out on YouTube.
Somebody sent the cowboy rant from last week where you guys set me up from Dallas, and they sent it. I go, what's this? And that's how you heard me.
Shut up!
You are special. Like, I'm, man, good God.
You know.
I'm not into the sophomore.
When you Google yourself, do you put Daryl the guru, guru in quotes, or do you just say the guru?
Ah, it was a text, buddy. I think you were part of it. But just back to Evan real quick. I'm not, you and me both, we got our imperfections, but I've just never been a part of the pull my finger humor. The sophomore, how they play on words when we just came back from the break.
Three career farts in my 12 years on air.
Oh, yeah, that's highbrow.
We might be at 7 now. Yeah.
Warriors!
Is this because Steph gave you a jersey?
Not at all.
I just had to get that out.
Not at all. It's just, we had the little crossover. I was talking to Bonte before you came in, and he said, what are you guys talking about today? I'm like, I think we're going to talk about the Warriors. And he goes, how's Goof feeling? And I'm like, I'm just going to have to teach him some basketball today during the show.
I'm the dude that told you to line up, the lineup last night.
And you think that's what they're going to go with.
And Evan hits me in the morning like, that's not going to be the starting lineup. I'm like, you know what, Evan, you might be right, but what was wrong with that lineup?
Well, to let people know, they went with Steph Curry, Andrew Wiggins,
yes,
Kuminga, Green. I think Trayce Jackson-Davis started last night.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
No? You're out on it.
I just think they got to figure out Wiggins/Kuminga at some point.
There's no way to me, I'll throw it back to you.
Yeah.
There's no way in a contract year, this just me, that Jonathan Kuminga, who we know will go tell his representatives and they'll go to the paper or whatnot, in a contract year, if he doesn't get paid by the start of the season, that you're telling him, I'm coming off the bench?
Keep his value down.
He is an athletic freak, man. I know the game of basketball is more. Did you watch him? It looks different when you watch him. Like, he stands out, man. He's shooting the hell out the ball. So is Buddy Hield, and so is Moses Moody, who, for some reason or another, it's not you, Stoney. I don't think Warrior fans are given enough love, man. And maybe there's too many of the same thing.
They got to figure it out. They got to figure out who plays, who doesn't, and whether they're going to go with kind of the same rotation game to game or whether they're going to switch it up game to game. But that's the that's the one issue that I see early is they got 10 or 11 guys who want to play, and so how are we going to do it? Are there going to be two guys each night that aren't in the rotation, or is Steve Kerr going to do it game by game, and then every game there's a different guy or two who doesn't play for matchup reasons?
Have you seen a good team in your year, seriously, that did that and it was successful to where, you know, each night was its own, you know what I'm saying, Stoney? I don't know if there's any, I guess the word, I brought it up earlier, continuity in that.
Well, they don't have continuity. They lost Klay Thompson. And he's been a part of this team for, 12, 13 years?
Well, how do you develop that?
In veterans who know how to play, like Melton, like Kyle
Anderson.
Even if
their role fluctuates on a nightly basis?
That's why you bring in professionals, so that if their roles fluctuate on a game-by-game basis, they're still professional. Mm-hmm. And then you get solid play regardless of whether they're playing consistent minutes. But 888-957-9570. And the question I have for Warrior fans this year is it refreshing that this team's a work in progress? And the reality is, maybe they're not going to be very good. Maybe it's a 35-win team when it's all said and done. I wouldn't bet on it if they stay healthy. I think they can be better than
What's the Vegas number again?
43.5.
See, I would go, man, if you gave me some bread, I'd go to that counter and slap it on.
On what?
The over.
Well, then, You are optimistic about this team.
No, I'm worried about if you get 46, it may not even – you still could be part of the play-in. That's what I'm worried about. I'm not saying they can't reach those heights in regard to the numbers of last year's team. I don't need to be sold on that. What's scaring me is what the others are doing. Sacramento, who kept you out the playoffs, just added DeMar DeRozan to what they got going. And right now, I feel like they know who and what they are in their rotations.
Well, they don't have continuity. They just brought in DeMar DeRozan.
Well, he's going straight into the starting lineup.
All right.
And there's
so
no...
is maybe D'Anthony Melton.
Yeah.
Or so maybe is Brandon Pajemski.
I like our players. It's just like, how are they going to fit?
They're going to fit better than last year, I think. I think they're going to fit better than last year.
Right.
I like the makeup.
I hope you're right.
I like the makeup of the team. Talent-wise, they're probably obviously not as talented as they've been in the last several years. But I don't know either. I think you can make up for a little bit of loss of talent with guys that are playing the right way and guys who are bought in. And
so,
I don't think they had – that team was not bought in last year.
Mm.
And I know it started with Clay, but – you look at a guy like Chris Paul, and now I look back at last year, and I'm thinking,
you coaching?
There's no way. There's no way he enjoyed last year playing for the Golden State Warriors coming off the bench.
Damn. Now he's with Wimby. Let me just throw this to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I've heard from Kerr. I've heard from, you know, players that the three-ball emphasis is real and is here. Steiny, 45 attempts last night. Is this is this what we're going to see from the 2024 Warriors? At least 40 a night, because it looks like it's going that way. Like, it looks like they're going to just let them fly.
Steve Kerr says he wants a lot of threes.
Wow.
A lot. And look, the last year's NBA Finals was Dallas against the Celtics, and those two teams took more threes than any other teams in the league. They were 1-2. Now, that doesn't get you to the finals just taking them. But in this day and age of the NBA, what Spadoni have a great stat last night. The combined shooting in threes last night was 17 for 72.
Eight.
I mean,
yeah.
Apparently you don't have to shoot them well to win a game. Let's go out to Cameron. Cameron's in Antioch. What's going on, Cameron? How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Well, man.
Okay. Steiny, I think you're completely wrong. The Warriors did have a chance at a championship last year. We had 15 double-digit leads throughout the season, most in the league. The only reason we were losing those games is because Kerr was closing with Chris Paul. He was supposed to be strictly a second bench option. If he were to play TJD, Moody, and Kuminga from the beginning of the season, we would have had a way better record. We would have not been in the play-ins, and we would have had a chance at the championship. Whenever Stephen Curry is healthy, we have a chance at a championship. We have to stop disrespecting him like that.
Yeah, you know what? Thanks, Cameron. Yeah. Appreciate the call. I was getting
now. What did
shaky.
He mean by disrespect? Well, they did blow a bunch of leads.
You got
we got you there,
right?
And that's what I took from that call. You are correct, but he's saying a healthy Steph. What we saw in the Olympics.
A healthy Steph does not get you to the finals.
Well, that's
my point. I mean,
that's a big leap. I don't think he was. Well, might have been saying that.
No, he said as long as we have Steph Curry, we have a chance at a title. And like, that's fine to think that, but you can't go into the season expecting it. I just don't think you can. I think you take this team and you look at it as a brand new version of the Golden State Warriors, and if somehow, some way you can, throw out the past. Throw out the last 2 years and throw out the previous 10. We know they've got 4 titles. That was a while ago. What are they now? Can they be a 49-win team? Can they get to 4 or 5? Can they make the playoffs? Can they win a round? Can they win 2 rounds? If they lose in the second round, can we then look at the team at the end of the year and say, that's a 49-win team and we should be even better next year if we make a tweak or two? But I think this year, the team as is can be very competitive, and I think the story behind the story is this team is open for business. They've got an excess of role players.
Yeah.
And it's the age-old thing in the NBA. Can you somehow package a few role players and maybe a draft pick for a difference-making type player? And I think that's going to be what Mike Dunleavy's focus is on this season, just monitoring the league, figuring out a couple players that you think could be brought onto this team and change it fundamentally for the better. Mm. Who that guy is, I don't know who it is right now. But I guarantee you somebody's going to emerge because somebody's going to start having a disappointing year and a team's going to need to start thinking about making moves if they're not having a great year. And maybe the Warriors will get off to a bad start.
Well, hopefully
they'll
not.
They'll have to be in aggressive mode trade-wise earlier than normal.
Yeah, I feel like you sent this text into the Comcast business text line, Stani. The uncertainty with this Warrior team has me excited. Tell you how the team is going to get into into. I just hope for a six seed, being optimistic, Anthony. And I'm with Stani. I feel that, but I'm just like, what if it goes left fast?
Well, and what if any season goes left fast?
But what if it goes left because you're not playing the right keys on the piano? That's why I want to see manifest how we – and the players are going to control that, right?
Yes.
Or you played the game at a high level.
Not really. Division three.
But I'm going to give you some. Franklin and Marshall. But some guys can't respond to not knowing what their role is going to.
Well,
some
then you
guys,
know what?
No, you're right.
Then
maybe they're
make
not
tough
for
decisions
you.
On those guys.
I got you.
I guarantee you, and this is part about.
But there's a mental thing to this too.
But who are we talking about? You know damn well who we're talking about. We're talking about one guy.
Oh no, I was
talking about Jonathan Kuminga.
And I was throwing Moody in there.
No, Moody is going to play. That's the beauty of Moody. He can play, not play, play, not play. And he plays the same way, and he gives maximum effort. Like Moses Moody, this is his fourth year, but he may as well be 30 years old. He's that professional.
But we've seen him fall out of the rotation.
Yes, that's right.
Where and he wasn't warranted.
Well, I don't know. Well, Steve Kerr would probably disagree with you there. Mm. But what I'm saying is, the one guy I never worry about in terms of his attitude or approach is Moody. There's only one guy we worry, well, two. Wiggins and Kuminga are the two guys that you got to somehow figure out a way to keep in the fold.
And if Buddy, who's been on fire in Fuego, Stani, what if he were to get off to a slow start? You know, OG, you know, is he second guess? What am I doing here? You know who I am, Buddy Hield, if he were to get off to a slow start.
I love you.
Yeah.
But this, like, for a half hour, you've just been like, well, what if Pajemski's not ready? What if they, like?
But this is when you do it before.
No,
this is why there's so much uncertainty.
No, but this is like, when you're optimistic. Like, you can look at this. They're 5-0 in the preseason. I get it. It's a preseason.
You know
who cares?
What? I give you that. And you, but like, I'm scarred from last year. You
like,
know
I don't
me.
Want to be a jerk.
I'm scarred. No, you don't have Steve Martin. You don't have to be. I'm just telling you, I'm scarred.
Like,
I am scarred. So, I'm at the party. I'm just not in the pool yet, but I'm looking around. And
I mean, I have no rebuttal.
It takes a lot.
I have no rebuttal to you if you say, well, Steiny, what if Kuminga gets off to a slow start? Or what if Wiggins isn't with... Then they're in trouble. And, you know, what if LeBron James falls off 10%? And Anthony Day... There's a chance things could go wrong. Absolutely. It happens to every team. But I just like the professionalism of this team. I like the veterans they brought in. And I think they've got a better sense of team this year than they had last year.
That's
going to win you more games. Who did you lose, really? Klay Thompson and Chris Paul. How many wins did they account for? Paul the second.
But see, this is why I feel like we're indifferent. We're fighting. We're the Spider-Man meme. Last year, this time, Stani, you told me what Chris Paul was going to mean. He was the grown-up in the room after a year to where you had guys fighting.
He was okay.
I don't think Chris Paul was bad.
No,
I really don't. Like,
he was fine.
But to say now we're not going to miss anything as a collective.
I didn't say that. Mm. I didn't say they're going to miss anything. They are going to miss Chris Paul and Klay Thompson, but how much? Like, what did, and I don't want to start this with denigrating those guys, but something was going on with Klay Thompson last year.
There's no doubt.
And it affected more than just Klay Thompson.
All right.
And
I give you that.
I do
all
not
day.
Want to make him the scapegoat. I would rather simply talk about.
It's
I would rather
positive.
Simply talk about how I think these role players fit on this team. And though you win with pros, you don't win with younger type players.
And Stani, I don't know if you don't know it, but you're hitting me in the heart. I get all that, but if you're going to tell a guy that wants to see me, you know, forget the role players for a second. If you're telling me that Jonathan Kuminga at this point on Wednesday, we don't know if he's going to be a starter, and they may already know, or a guy that's coming off the bench, I think where he's at mentally or where I deem he's at and just his journey as a Warrior, like I think that will affect him if he's not in the starting lineup. Then selfishly, I want to, you know, Kerr to figure something out to where you could have two of those wing players like Wiggins and Kuminga on the court at the same time and not hurt your basketball team. And maybe that's a pipe dream in itself, but I just like, man, if it were me, I have to have Kuminga in my starting lineup, and I don't think that's a big stretch.
If Steve Kerr thinks Kuminga in the starting lineup is best for the team, then I think Kuminga right. should start. If Steve Kerr does not think Kuminga in the starting lineup is best for the team, I don't think he should. I am interested in this at 888-957-9570. You know, when I hear Goo talking about Kuminga, I don't think we put Moody in there because I think we know Moody plays hard all the time. But when I think of a guy like Kuminga, if not getting a contract extension means he's not going to be as good. Like, I don't like that kind of player then. I really don't. And maybe that both those guys, Moody and Kuminga, can be signed to extensions up until October 21st. Will they? I don't know.
Wow, it's around the
I don't
corner.
Know. It's right around the corner. It's 5 days away. But let's assume neither get an extension. Well, Moody's going to handle it. Like, there's no worry about how Moody's going to handle it.
Gotcha.
We know how Moody's going to handle it. He's going to be Moses Moody, and he's going to be ready. Okay, well, maybe we have to worry about Kuminga. But then, okay, we worry about Kuminga, but the team's more important than an individual player. And I just can't sacrifice the you know what's best for the team because one guy who you think is going to be the future of your franchise didn't get paid, and he's not feeling some kind of way about it. 888-957-9570. Simple question, Warrior fans. Are we better than last year? And how are you feeling about this team? You know, we're 2 years removed from any title. We didn't make the playoffs last year. Isn't it refreshing, though, to come into a season thinking, you know what? Maybe we could be 5. Maybe we could be 4. Maybe we could win 50. Yeah.
And that could have happened last year if your heart and soul didn't get suspended.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Steve in Marin. Hey, Steve, what's going on, man?
Thank you for taking my call, gentlemen.
Sure.
No one should be surprised by the volume of threes going up, up, and up. For every team,
yep.
Not just the Warriors. The reason is that basketball has analytics just like baseball. And if you look at points per shot, most players cannot shoot 50% from the field. Most players cannot shoot 50% from the field. But most players can shoot 33% from three.
Yep.
Which means, on a points per shot basis, shooting 33% from three is the same as shooting 50% from the field. So that's why the volume of threes is going up for every team. So expect more and more and more and more.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But there's a second part of that. If everybody's shooting threes, then the team that shoots it best is going to be better, and the team that doesn't shoot it well is going to be worse. If everybody's using the same math. And
but then the game, the beautiful game of basketball, becomes so one-dimensional too, though, Stani.
What do you mean?
Like, I like to see a turnaround jumper. I like to see a dribble drive pull up or what have you, go to the cup. It could be a miss, but when you just keep seeing the same shot over and over, it gets kind of old and stale.
All right, so you don't like that Steve Kerr saying they want to shoot more threes than they ever have before.
No, I understand that. To the caller's point, I get it. But just from an optics, it's like you're just watching a three ball. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
that's where the caller's right. That ain't going away.
No doubt. It's increased, and I get it.
So it's a matter of how well you shoot it. 888-957-9570 is the number. The Warriors going to be better than last year. They won 46 2 years ago, 44 last year.
Yeah.
Can they win more games this year than they've won in the last two?
If you had to make that bet on that over right now, would you? I feel like your energy is you would take the over. Because I definitely would.
43 and a half?
Man, that's kind of low.
I'd probably have to take the over. Yeah. I'd probably take the over. But, you know, it's one of those things where if you take the over and Steph Curry has to miss 6 weeks, well, then the over doesn't look too good. But based on, and maybe this is not the way predictions are supposed to be handled, but, yeah, if I can get 65 games out of Steph and 65 out of Draymond Green, then I think they can win more games than 44. I do. Let's go to Coach. Coach is in Vallejo.
Oh, man.
He's saying I'm wrong already. Hey, Coach. It is funny.
Hey, Guru. Hey, Steiny.
What's up?
You know, I like the show, and I think last night was the starting lineup that Kerr intended to go with long before preseason started. Mm. I think it was already decided they're going to put Wiggins at the two. Okay, and they do play well together as long as Draymond is out there. Wiggins showed a little rust on his outside shot, but he hadn't played all season. Now, Moody, for being a good soldier, Steiny, you could only be a good soldier for so long, okay? I think Moody is fed up. I think Moody is fed up with the in and out, okay? So I'm not so sure he will accept that one more year. So I think we need to keep an eye on that one, okay?
Well, what do you want to do? What do you want to do with Kuminga?
Like that, Coach.
What do you want to do with Kuminga and Moody's extensions?
Oh, I'll extend them both.
All right.
You got to extend them both. They're both two great athletes. They both showed what they can do if they're given time, okay? So let them play. I want Kerr to give them a fair shot for at least 20, 25 games. If it don't work, then it doesn't work. But it's now is their time. Give them their shot, and because they're not going to win a championship anyway, but give them their shot, and you'll see what you have.
So you're saying you liked the lineup last night, and you've got but make Moody a sixth man on kind of that unit, or an early guy off the bench.
Correct.
Gotcha. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate the call. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's your enthusiasm level for the Warriors? Don't fear the unknown. Embrace it. Embrace it. A world of opportunities out there, Goo. A world.
You sound like a politician.
Let's see what happens. You got pros out there who know how to play. They know how to be role players, and you still got Steph Curry. I'd have to say over 43 and a half at this point. 888-957-9570. And I haven't even told you the biggest reason why they should be better. I'll do that on the other side. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. That's BayAreaOilChange.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.